What's up there, good peoples? We are here again at the Cameron Norfleet Podcast. I want to thank you for stopping by, checking me out, checking to see what I've got to say, and I will not let you down. Today, we are talking about eight ways that rental properties supplement retirement income. Listen, long gone are the days, whereas, an individual can work for one company for 15, 20, 30, 40 years, and then expect to have a pension to pretty much take care of them and their family for the rest of their life. Just doesn't really happen too much anymore. Even with the jobs that still do have pension plans, many times it's just not enough, especially if you're still planning to live here in the state of Connecticut, the great state of Connecticut, all right? It's really hard. So what you are kind of forced to do is to find other ways to supplement that income. And then, of course, there's the vast majority that just don't have a pension. You have to do the whole thing on your own. You have to actually save money in order to live in your more mature years, in your golden years. So today we're going to be talking about eight ways that rental properties supplement retirement income, obviously for those who choose to invest in real estate. Now, let me just say this before I get too deep into it. Real estate investing as a landlord, all right, investing in rental properties, directly investing in rental properties is not for everyone. I get that. Okay. There are many different ways that you can invest in real estate. There's note investing. There are REITs. There's private equity. There's many different ways that you can invest in real estate, whereas you don't have to necessarily be a landlord, or you don't necessarily have to be flipping properties. But right now, today, we're talking more so about investing as a landlord, investing in rental properties. All right. So with that said, number one, rental properties offer consistent income without the loss of assets. So here's the thing. Unlike investing in 401ks, IRAs, and so on, those types of investment vehicles. And by the way, I'm not against those. I do believe in diversification, but I'm talking specifically about real estate and how obviously real estate can supplement your retirement income. So unlike 401ks, IRAs, and all that, like I was saying, when you have rental property, you don't have to sell the rental property in order to live off of the income that it generates. So that compared with your more traditional IRAs, 401ks, things of that nature, many times what happens is that people end up depleting their 401ks, IRAs, and that is where the benefit of diversifying with rental property comes into play. The benefit of having your cash flow from your rental properties to supplement your income so that you don't have to deplete your other investments is very beneficial. And again, with rental properties, obviously you don't have to ever touch the actual asset or tap into the equity of the property to reap the benefits of the rental property. Whereas with other investments, they're ideally, it's best to, if you didn't have rental property, it's best to just live off of the interest of your other investments, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, IRAs, 401ks, or whatever. It's best to just live off the interest, the dividends that pays out. As we know, that's very hard to do in this world unless you have a substantial amount stashed away. It's very hard to just live off the interest. And with that, obviously, your ability to live that type of lifestyle also depends on what's going on in the markets. Maybe you're only getting 2% or 3% interest on your money. So with that being the case, again, you would need to have a very substantial amount stashed away if you're going to just live off the interest and never touch the principal. So that's why it's great to have rental properties to supplement that income. Number two, your rental properties serve as a hedge against inflation due to adjustable returns. So here's the thing, inflation is gonna happen, but when you supplement your retirement income with rental properties, the income of your rental properties goes up right with inflation. So if you just have your traditional investments and inflation hits, you really don't have much control over the value of that asset, and therefore you don't have control over the dividends that you're gonna receive from that asset. And that's why it's great to have rental properties right alongside of your more traditional investments to hedge against inflation and subsidize that income. Number three is predictable returns. So true, from time to time, your tenants may be late on the rent. Sometimes they may not pay. There's also times whereas you may have some unexpected maintenance expenses that pop up. But for the most part, the income that's generated from rental properties is pretty predictable. You know that the rent roll on all of your properties generates $10,000 a month. You pretty much know that for the most part, you're going to receive around $10,000 a month. And that benefit of predictability certainly allows you to live your life and plan out your life and how you're going to use that income. Number four, leverage. I really love how with real estate, you can utilize other people's money to help fund your retirement. And I really could do a whole podcast just on this topic in and of itself, but I'm going to keep it short. But I really do love the fact that you can start from nothing. You can start with no money in your pocket and you can start saving for retirement. Saving what? Saving the benefits of other people's money. How's this happen? Well, again, this could be its own YouTube video, its own podcast, its own book, really. But there are many ways. You can utilize other people's money to help purchase the property via traditional bank loans, via private investors, via partners, via owner financing. The list goes on and on. But these are really just ways to acquire properties that are going to help supplement your retirement income. But even once you have the properties, I mean, think about it. Your tenants are paying money into your retirement account. So you're leveraging your tenants' money to supplement your retirement income. Number five, rental property. Properties causes your net worth to rise over time. One thing about real estate is that eventually it's going to appreciate. Even in a down market, sometimes it depreciates, but history has shown us that real estate will always appreciate. They're not making any more of it, and the population is growing. So the laws of supply and demand will kick in and will come into play. Your real estate values will increase, and when the value of your rental properties increase, your net worth also increases. Number six, diversification of asset types. Yes, good old-fashioned diversification. So who knows what's going to happen with the stock market? Having rental properties certainly diversifies you so that you're not as exposed to the market. So I do believe that you should have pretty good diversification amongst various asset types. And I do think that it's a good idea to at least consider real estate as one of those asset types. But even within real estate itself, there is different ways that you can diversify. You can directly own property and be a landlord. As I mentioned earlier, you can invest in REITs and so on and so forth. But however you decide to invest in real estate, it is a great way to diversify from your more traditional assets. Number seven, you pay less in taxes. People that are living in retirement are often on a fixed income. So one huge benefit to investing in real estate and having rental properties are the tax benefits. Even though it's your tenants that are actually paying for the expenses that come along with owning rental property, you're still within your legal right to write off these expenses on your taxes. With that said, as I always try to say, I'm not an attorney, I'm not an accountant. Be sure to consult your tax professional when considering tax strategies. And number eight, you mitigate the risks. Like I was saying earlier, when you just invest in the stock market, mutual funds, and things of that nature, you are putting your life and your livelihood in the hands of someone else. But when you supplement your retirement income with real estate, you have much more control over what happens with the asset. Life happens. When things go wrong with a publicly traded company, there's only but so much you can do about it. Really, there's not much of anything that you can do about it. But when you safeguard yourself by supplementing your retirement income with real estate, you're usually in a much better position. Now, things happen in real estate too. Fires happen, tenants don't pay, there's other natural disasters that can take place. But the thing about those types of incidents is that you can either avoid them or hedge yourself against them. With fires and natural disasters, you got insurance. With tenants that don't pay, well, you can kind of avoid that sometimes with properly screening your tenants. So there's no fail-safe system, but like I said, you're generally in a much better position when you diversify your retirement with real estate. So I hope this has been helpful and educational. Be sure to tune in next week as I'm doing this podcast every Wednesday. But that's all I got for you for today. As always, thank you for your time and make it a great day.